Greetings, gentle listener. Welcome to the pilot podcast of Jill's Journal Club. Please send me suggestions for a better name. So what's the point of this podcast? Why another podcast? I am always feeling really guilty about not keeping up with library research. So many articles are published that could inform my practice, or that I just might find informative. How is a librarian to read even some of the new articles that come out when we're so busy all the time? Well, I'm going to help you out by reading them for you and telling you about them. This way you can walk the dog or take the subway or drive to work or walk on the treadmill while hearing about your work that your colleagues are doing. Perhaps I'll even attempt to interview some of the authors of these papers I'm sharing. And then you'll be able to enjoy a conversation rather than just me talking. So I've been a librarian for 25 years in higher education and science and government. I've worked in some incredibly cool places, including the College of St. Catherine in Minnesota and the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore. That's the home of the Hubble Space Telescope and the upcoming James Webb Space Telescope. Even though I've worked for rocket scientists, I have a bigger challenge now. I have the task, like many of you, to teach information literacy to first-year college students. The first bit of research I want to share with you is some longitudinal research that OCLC, Rutgers, and the University of Florida have been doing, and I think it's important for all of us to know about it. It's called Researching Students' Information Choices, or RSIC for short. It's also called the Container Collapse Research. So the PIs of this study wanted to know how students evaluate the resources they find when they're searching for credible scientific information. So they put individual students down in front of a simulated set of Google results. The students were told to search on the topic of the Burmese python, an invasive species, as if they were going to write a paper about it. Students from the fourth grade to grad school were interviewed about what they thought about the various results and asked to rate them based on how citable and how credible they were. Now, one way of evaluating information is to determine the type of source the information comes from. Is it a journal article? Is it a book, a newspaper, a blog? The RSIC study looked at this, and they found out that students who are better able to identify the type of resource were also more engaged when it came to evaluating the credibility and citability of the source. So they look at how well students identify those wrappers or containers that identify genre. There's some really interesting comments made by the students. For instance, one student decided to not trust a New York Times article on the Burmese python because it started out by talking about the Garden of Eden. I found this very interesting. So this research hopes to inform how we teach information literacy. And after looking at a number of papers and blog posts and videos on this research, I was left with some real questions. First of all, what is the best way to teach types of information without being too normative about it? I can think of some blog posts that I thought were more credible than certain newspaper articles. Secondly, is there a better way to identify these types of resources in library databases? I remember when databases like Academic Search Premier, that is, you know, a database that provides a single search box across multiple genres. We used to call this federated searching. Well, I remember when these came about. I was really bothered that, you know, something like the Journal of the American Medical Association looked the same as the Ladies' Home Journal in its presentation to the user. Students just don't have that, you know, the visual, physical cues they once had to get to know resources. So that brings me to my next question. Should we bring back some magazines and newspapers in the library so that students can be more acquainted with those visual cues? Do you have any questions about this stuff? Do you teach document type or genres in your information literacy classes? Drop me a line and I'll share your responses at the beginning of the next episode. If you want to learn more about this RSIC research, please visit the, you guessed it, LibGuide. There is a LibGuide about it at the University of Florida, which is pretty easy to find. Go take a look at it. Tell me what you think. And I'll share more, so, you know, I'll share your comments about it in the next podcast. So I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, this is Jill's Journal Club signing off.